On Fridays, we focus on your money, and today we have the downside of the housing boom. Some people who bought real estate at soaring prices now face the challenge of paying for it. The rate of home foreclosures is rising, and one reason may be the way that people get their loans. Some of the nation's highest foreclosure rates are in Atlanta, where Bill Brennan directs the Home Defense Program of the Legal Aid Society. Mr. Brennan, what kinds of people are coming to you with problems with their homes and trying to save their homes?
I've just helped a lady recently, a 57-year-old African-American divorced mother with a 14-year-old child. She bought a home in August of 2004 and was foreclosed on this very last Tuesday.
18 months and out.
Right. She bought a home for $122,000 when her income working at a haircutting chain was about $2,000 a month with salary and tips.
Let's run the numbers on that. She's making a couple thousand dollars a month. What was the monthly mortgage payment on $120,000?
A little less than $1,000 a month.
Just under half of her income, which is outrageous.
We have a sort of a good rule of thumb is a borrower should not be able to borrow money to buy a house in an amount that's more than 2 to 3 times their gross annual income. And with this lady's income being at about $24,000 a year, why is she buying a house for $122,000? It's outrageous.
Well, let's figure out who's to blame here. Is the woman to blame for asking for such a large loan relative to her income in the first place?
She was told by a loan officer that she was absolutely qualified and eligible for this loan. She thought she could handle the payments. I don't blame her. I blame the lenders and those that buy these mortgages for investment purposes. What we're seeing is that the mortgage industry is really engaging in a practice of lending more and more to people without regard to their ability to pay.
Why would a bank be so eager to lend money to someone who is at high risk for not being able to pay back a loan of the size that they might be making in an inflated market?
There is an underlying issue here that can explain that. Most mortgages today are sold into large mortgage pools, and off of these pools, the industry issues securities to investors. And as long as the pools have a lot of good loans in them, then the fact that some are bad loans and are made to people who can't pay spreads out the risk so that the investors and the mortgage companies are making good money, even though many of these loans are unsuitable loans that could have been predicted to end up in a foreclosure.
Let me ask about a few things happening here at once then. You have some people getting in over their heads on a loan that they can't afford, and they've maybe bought at a high price at the top of the market, and the market is beginning to cool off. What's that a formula for?
A disaster.
Well, Bill Brennan of the Legal Aid Society in Atlanta, thanks very much.
You're welcome.